How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good, good.
Awesome.
So I heard that we're talking about a very special topic today.
Correct. And this amazing topic is about GMOs and if they're helpful or harmful to this world.
This is such an interesting topic, but it's a great coincidence that I'm an expert in this field of work.
That is great to hear. So, to start this off, are GM plants as safe as non-GM plants?
Great question.
People ask this all the time. So, GM plants are just as safe as normal plants.
Ah, interesting. But lots of people do think it's a good thing, but some don't. Next question is, how are natural and artificial selection different?
Okay, well, they're different because artificial selection is when animals with useful characteristics have babies and pass on their genes. And then natural selection is the natural process in which animals undertake to single out animals with good characteristics.
That is super cool. I never really understood the difference between those, so thank you.
Glad you learned something out of this so far. But yes, that is very correct.
I have a question. What are GMOs?
Sir, I asked the questions here. So, what are GMOs?
I don't know. That's why I asked you, duh.
I know what it is. It's a genetically modified organism, which are really good for the world.
Let me add something. Basically, they are very helpful and very good in general.
Well, what do you think about this?
Well, I believe that people should be more aware that GMOs are helpful to our world.
Okay, that's great. Now, if there were an opposite side, meaning, why do you think they would not want to eat GM plants?
It's almost an opinion, the way people act about it, because people are skeptical on having new foods, and people are worried that GM plants are going to get them sick.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I also think that GMOs could help out a lot of animals.
GMOs also are already in a lot of things we eat today, like corn, soybeans, papayas, and other fruits or vegetables.
That also hasn't stopped them from making new foods, like the Arctic apple, innate potato, and the aqua bounty salmon.
And they can also help make plants produce more nutrients, right?
Correct, but there could be a possibility that those nutrients can bring a lot of sickness or diseases if humans eat those plants with nutrients.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Well, thank you guys for letting me interview you guys. I really hope you guys learned something out of this.
I sure did learn some things here that I never learned before.
I am very glad that I helped ask these interesting questions.
I sure did like being interviewed. Guys, we should do this more often. It was sick.
I am very glad you guys enjoyed this. It was very good to hear from all of you guys.